Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to share with you an extract from my upcoming book, an extract that talks about getting management's approval. It begins by introducing you to Andrew. Andrew was one of the nicest people I have ever had the privilege to work with. He'd been working as a full-stack web developer with an internal digital team for a charity for about the last 11 years. Before that, he'd been a Church of England minister, and he still had that soft-spoken demeanour one expects from an English vicar. A caring and gentle person, you never heard him say a harsh word about his colleagues. Most of the time he was positive, and yet right now his face was screwed up in a look of resignation. "You're right, we need to start with user needs," he began. "But getting the executive to think like that just isn't going to happen." It turns out Andrew had tried many times to get management to think about user experience without success. He had concluded it just wasn't going to be possible, and to be honest, I didn't blame him. As I listened to Andrew talk about his various attempts, Jared Spall's article flitted through my mind, the one that talks about not being able to convince the executive of anything. But things were different this time. We'd been working hard to raise the profile of user experience among our colleagues. Our newsletter and blog posts had attracted a lot of interest, and there was a general buzz around the idea of customer experience. There was more that we wanted to do, but we knew that to do those things we were going to need management support. The time will come when you too will need to get management support to get things done. You'll need permission for the next big step. Where that line is and what the next big step is will vary from company to company. It might be to run an internal conference or to carry out a pilot project. What I would say is to do as much as you can before going to management. The longer you leave it, the more momentum you will have behind your cause, and the more compelling your case will be. You will have more support, more statistics, more stories. In short, you'll be better prepared. And that's important if you want management to take you seriously. Whether the executive of a large multinational or your line manager, getting their attention is going to be tough. It's going to take patience and perseverance. You'll find yourself going through the same process with each layer of management in what feels like an endless cycle. But remember, your job is as much an educator as an implementer. Nobody said building a user experience culture was going to be easy. It would be tempting to go to your management wanting permission for whatever it is that you want to do next. For example, you might want to run an internal event, but that's not going to get their attention, at least not in a positive way. Management get requests like that all the time, people who want permission, time, and funding for some project or initiative. They spend their lives knocking back half-baked ideas and rejecting good ones that they just don't have the budget for. If we want to get their attention, we need to be different. That's why we're going to start by going to them with nothing but good news. After all, that almost never happens. A member of staff proactively going out of their way to make a positive difference on the business. Who's ever heard of that? But before we can do that, we need to find out what it is that our management care about. If you want to get management's attention, you need to know what they care about. This will allow you to frame your pitch around their interests. As Jared Spall put it in that post I mentioned earlier, you can find out what your executives already are convinced of. If they're any good at what they do, they likely have something they want to improve. It is likely to be related to improving revenue, reducing costs, increasing the number of new customers, increasing the sales to existing customers, or increasing shareholder value. Good UX can help with each of those things. Take a moment to think about your immediate line manager. What does that person care about? Maybe it's meeting an annual target. Maybe it's achieving the budgetary cuts imposed upon her. If you're cynical, maybe it's to get her end of year bonus. Once you know that, you can frame the work that you've been doing with user experience within that context. It may take a little imagination, but it is possible. For example, let's imagine your line manager is the head of marketing. She has had her budget cut for the third year in a row and is looking for cost savings. Going up to her asking her to spend money on a big pilot project is a waste of time. Instead, you need to start by helping with her immediate problem. Making some small incremental improvements to the website, for example. Improvements that encourage more social shares and maybe boost your net promoter score. Talking to some users and getting testimonials saying that they were more likely to recommend your brand because of the good experience that you've now created. Once you've made some positive changes, now is the time to go to your manager. Don't go to her with any problems or requests. Go to her with positive feedback. Tell her about the tweaks that you've made. Tell her about the fact that users seem more willing to promote the brand after improvements to the user experience. Say that if you can continue to make these kinds of improvements, it might increase word of mouth recommendation. This should, in time, decrease the expenditure she has to spend on advertising, so addressing her immediate problem. This is the kind of conversation that makes management's day. You've shown that you understand the problems that the department are facing and you've taken steps to address it. If you can go back to her with good news like this two or three times, she's going to be a lot more receptive when you go to her and ask for something. Once you've established some credibility with your manager, it will be much easier to go to her with requests. But even so, it's still important that you frame those requests in the right way. You still have to prove that your request is going to benefit your manager or at least your department. If you want to run an internal UX event, for example, your manager might want to know what benefits it will provide. Not benefits to the user, or to be honest, even benefits to the company as a whole. She's going to want to know what benefits it provides her and her department. In other words, you need to apply user-centric thinking to your own management. You need to identify their needs and address them. Talking of how an event like that would raise the profile of the marketing function might be a good idea. Or that if you can get cross-departmental support, it might help raise funding for a user experience project, a project that would increase brand perceptions. Whatever it is you're asking for, frame it in the context of management's agenda. Maybe your manager wants to increase revenue, so make sure that you show how your request can address that. If you can't, then you might want to change what it is you're requesting. Most of all, you have to put the work in to prove that your idea is worth spending time on. That means spending as much time as possible up front working out how you're going to present it.